Hello, Miner fans. Welcome once again, and thanks for tuning in to another Picks Up podcast, exploring the sports, stories, issues, and personalities associated with UTEP athletics. I'm John Teicher. Much like a year ago, college basketball season has been touch and go, filled with stops and starts due to COVID and the Omicron variant. The women's basketball team at UTEP has certainly been impacted. In late November, the Miners had to postpone one game and cancel another due to an outbreak within the program. As a result, UTEP played four games at four different locations in a span of 8 days. Then, coming out of the holidays, the Miners successfully played their first two Conference USA games before another occurrence wiped out two more league games last weekend, forcing an impending scenario of three conference games in 5 days at two different sites. Despite the challenges, it's been a strong start to the season for UTEP, with a sweep of rival New Mexico State and a victory over defending Conference USA champion Middle Tennessee among the minor conquests. One of those who has helped lead the way is a first-year minor who transferred to UTEP as a graduate student after four solid seasons at the University of Arkansas Little Rock. While a Trojan, she played in over 100 games, more than 60 of them starts on a pair of NC2A tournament teams, all while gathering third and second team, all Sun Belt Conference honors, and another to the league all tournament team. Earlier this season, she surpassed 1,000 career collegiate points from Millington, Tennessee, near Memphis, number two in the orange and blue. Teal Battle joins us to talk about the Miners and her college basketball journey that's brought her to El Paso and to UTEP. And Teal, thanks for doing this. How are things going for you?
Of course, thank you so much. Right now things are up in the loop. I just tested negative for COVID. So I am on my way back as we speak to the gym to prepare for tomorrow's game against Charlotte. So right now everything's kind of exciting, but nerve-wracking at the same time, just because very little preparation with the girls, but we're ready for the challenge.
Well, congratulations certainly for that. And I'm sure like the rest of us, you expected that all the postponements and cancellations of a year ago were behind us. How frustrating has it been for you to go through this all over again?
It's been very frustrating, honestly. I know with the previous year, we really didn't have an idea much of how bad COVID was going to impact us as far as us being athletes and stuff, and if we were going to be able to play. But I look at it on the bright side as like I was blessed with an extra year with this being this year. So not only am I getting to play my fifth year, but I'm getting to do my master's as well. So although COVID, you know, still is up in the air and it's still, you know, taking a toll on things, the bright side about it is we're not having to forfeit games. They're either being postponed or canceled, meaning that it's not a win or lose for either team. So we still get an opportunity to play during the tournament.
What have you found has been the most challenging part of all this uncertainty?
I think just keeping a level head, not necessarily worrying about what the future holds, just kind of living in the present moment. I speak for myself and probably a few of the other girls when we worry too much about if we're going to be able to play next week's game or if someone's going to test positive or things like that. I think it's more just about living in the moment and just playing one game at a time and just taking it from there.
That's probably where your maturity and experience probably has helped. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. And it's taken some time for it to happen. It didn't happen overnight. So
how difficult is it to maintain any consistency as a team when you never know when you might be able to practice or again to play?
Well, I think that's where Coach Baker and the rest of the coaching staff kind of has helped to prepare us during the summer. Like I said, we didn't know what was going to happen. It's kind of like all up in the air. But I do know when we do practice, we go in with a steady mindset. We go in, we prepare, we get everything that we need done. And we have the same mind frame that this is what we need to do to prepare for if we play tomorrow, if we play next week, or if we play in 2 weeks. I think it's just kind of a mental thing for everybody on the team, coaches included, that we just got to go in with the same mindset that we just have to prepare no matter what happens.
Well, fortunately, there are a lot of veterans like you on this team. I think that probably helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it definitely helps. I do enjoy playing with young ones. For instance, Alina, I love my post, but it does help to have veterans on the team with a little bit of college experience to know how it is to play on the collegiate level.
You touched on conditioning. How does your conditioning suffer with all these disruptions?
It suffers quite a bit just because we work so hard in the summer and leading up to a preseason, trying to get in shape and to get into that shape that you need to be to play in a college game. So having these couple of weeks off, it does put us in a bit of a nip, but it's nothing that we can't handle. Like you stated previously, we have already been quarantined once, and so we have to already get ourselves back in shape. So it's nothing that we can't manage. It's nothing that we can't do.
You mentioned going to try and play three times in 5 days this week. What's the mindset right now, do you think, for you and your teammates?
Honestly, I think everyone's just excited to be back. It's been a long, I know personally for me, it's been a long week in a few days. So I know that the girls are excited to be back. We're excited to be around each other. And win or lose, I know that we're all just happy to be in the same room together, to be able to play the sport that we love together.
As I mentioned, this is your first year at UTEP. How are you getting along in El Paso and at the university?
I love El Paso. I'm not going to lie. I was not expecting what I saw when I got here, because when I first committed to UTEP, I Googled Earth everything, and all I saw was rocks and dirt. And I was like, what did I commit myself to? But then I got down here, fell in love with the mountains, fell in love with the city, fell in love with the people. Everyone's super nice, super welcoming. Love the university. Campus is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's breathtaking when I first saw it. Love the girls. Those are my babies. They call me Mama Teal. So those are my girls, and the coaching staff, they're just unbelievable. I mean, the true definition of a family. Like, that's something that I was looking for when I decided to transfer and find somewhere else to be. And coming here, they have lived up to that expectation of what a true family is. So I absolutely love El Paso, and I might be here for another year, you know, as a GA. We don't know yet.
Well, what you're discovering is what the rest of us know about El Paso, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Why was UTEP the absolute right choice for you when you decided to grad transfer following your graduation from Arkansas Little Rock?
Well, when I decided to jump in the portal and do this whole thing all over again, I really wanted to enjoy my last year. I would like to think that at Little Rock, my 4 years, there were some ups and downs, but overall there were some accomplishments in between, but I don't think that I got to live the full college experience like I guess intended to. So for my fifth year, I wanted to go somewhere where I would enjoy my last year, where I would feel a part of the family, where I would feel welcomed, where I would feel loved, and where the team and the coaches could, you know, just understand and accept me for me. So when I was going through the whole process of everything and I was talking to different schools, most coaches kind of feed you the same story, but the second I talked to Coach Anderson, the one that recruited me, I knew right off the bat that he was honest. You know, he was humble. There was no beating around the bush. You know, he told me exactly what he wanted to tell me, not what he thought that I wanted to hear. And I could tell just right off the first conversation that I fell in love with everything. And I didn't get to take a visit, so everything that I saw was on pictures and videos, but it was already more than enough for me just after talking to him and talking to Coach Baker. Meeting some of the girls virtually, I had already knew that this is where I wanted to be and this is where I wanted to commit to.
Has this kind of been like a new challenge for you? And I can certainly tell it's energized you, right?
Yeah. When I first got here, yeah, it was a challenge just because it's a new environment, new team, new coaching staff. And that was one of the things that I was fearing when transferring, that I didn't want to start over. But honestly, I can say it's one of the best decisions that I have made. And maybe like the first day or two, I was just nervous being around the girls and meeting the staff for the first time. But after that, everything was just smooth.
Normally, is it challenging for you to get out of your comfort zone? And has this been a good thing for you in that regard?
Yeah, normally it is. It is a challenge for me to get out of my comfort zone. But this past year, I have learned to just let things just be what they are. Not necessarily, you know, worry about, you know, if something bad is going to happen. So it has helped a lot this year, just letting myself just kind of branch out a little bit and just see what happens, just see what takes off.
What about the Miners' style of play, Teal? Does it, do you think it suits your game?
Yes, absolutely. It's crazy because when I was talking to Coach Anderson about it, he was like, you'll absolutely love our style of play. You're able to do whatever it is that you want to do. And me being a 3-4-5 player, there's a lot of things that I'm capable of doing. I'm very versatile. So when it comes to certain people guarding me, if you're shorter than me, obviously I can post you up. And if you're a little bit bigger than me, then I can kind of just drive past you. So I think my game fits very well into UTEP's style of play, especially playing with Katia and Avery and Destiny, getting a feel for how they are as guards and just us just kind of feeding off of each other. It's very exciting for me.
How has your game grown over the years, would you say?
I think my game has grown tremendously. And I never really thought about it until maybe this past year, like my senior year, just how far I've come. And then when I got to UTEP, I had no idea that I was almost at 1,000 points until one of the coaches told me. So I think that being right there and then just being second and 13 all conference, I think that just kind of shows where my game has progressed. I know what I'm capable of, and I know that what I can provide for the team and what I can provide for the organization, but I just love being able to show my gifts to people and they can see it for themselves.
What do you believe that you do best? Absolutely. What do you do best?
As far as being on the team?
Yeah, as far as your game.
I think leadership. And I know a lot of people speak on leadership a lot, and you know how a leader is someone, you know, you do what you're supposed to do when people, you know, aren't around. But I think leadership is a very, very important role. And I think that's something that I bring to the table quite well. And that my game just kind of follows it. I wouldn't say that I'm like the greatest player or the best player, because every player on our team brings something to the table. We all collide. It's like a puzzle piece. Everybody has their own, you know, thing that they bring to the table. So I think the one best thing that I bring would be leadership and just having all the girls just see what it takes to be a championship team and to build a bond with each other and to just keep going.
Isn't what you're talking about the beauty of a team game like basketball? You've got all these different personalities and different skills and different strengths that you meld together, hopefully into a championship team.
Yeah, exactly. That's the beautiful thing about basketball, when you can come together with all different types of women from all over the country, all over the world. And we just bring different things to the table, and you make magic when you all have that chemistry and you have that bond, and you know how your teammate plays and she knows how you play. So when you step on the court together, it's just like, there's no doubt about in your mind, like, you know what your teammate is capable of. And I think that that's what we have here.
Still focusing on your game, what would you like to do even better?
I definitely want to start working back on my outside jumper. I know my previous school, I shot a lot of more outside jumpers than I am here, just because I'm working more so in the post. But I know with us being in conference now, I know teams are scouting me a lot harder. So I'm definitely going to have to push my outside game even more, like I had to do at my previous school, which is nothing that I can't do, you know. It'll be a challenge within itself, but what's a challenge without a little bit of fun?
Is there anyone that you model your game after, or is there a player, men's or women's, pro or college, that you really admire?
Honestly, no. I know that sounds crazy. I know a lot of athletes probably have someone they look up to or someone that they admire. Personally, for me, no. I kind of look at myself as my own critic. I kind of compare myself to myself. Don't get me wrong, I love watching NBA. I love watching WNBA. But I like to look at it as, I don't want to necessarily model my game after someone else. I kind of want to see what Teal can do and what Teal is capable of.
Katia Gallegos, what's it like to play with a point guard of her caliber?
Words can't describe what it's like to play with Katia. I mean, she is like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, she's this burst of energy, and she's like so bubbly, and she's so fun, and it's like, everything that we see outside of the court, we get to see on the court. So when first meeting her and us having to learn our game, she was like, me and you're going to play great together. Like, I already know, like, I've seen your game. I've seen your film. I know we're going to play great together. And I'm like, okay, you know, I trust you. You're the point guard. So when we started working out together and we started getting a feel for how each other plays and stuff, I was like, yeah, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Like, it just goes. So it's like, when I step on the court with her, like all my nerves that I have or all my doubts or whatever, it just goes off because it's like, I know I have a point guard like Katia who knows exactly what she's doing. She knows how to handle the game. She knows how to keep her composure. She plays great defense. You know, she never gets down on herself. And if she does, of course, we're there to uplift her. But I think she's the true definition of what a point guard should be. And I think she also takes on that leadership role, you know, when things aren't going, you know, well or whatever. She's one of those players that steps up and gets us a bucket or gets us a stop or just brings that energy that we need. So I absolutely love playing with Katia.
Is she the best point you've ever played with?
She is one of the best points. She's in my top five. I'll tell you that. She's in my top five.
What's been the experience of playing for Coach Baker and his staff?
There has not been a bad experience since playing with Coach Baker. There has not been a bad experience since being here. Being here in a short time, I was nervous, you know, being around a new coaching staff and being under Coach Baker. But like I said in the beginning, I knew after I had a conversation with him, like, this is where I want to be. He's been everything and then some. He's been supportive. He's been caring. Anything that I need, he's there. Anything that I need, the coaches are there. I can go up there and talk to him about anything, and he's there and he's listening. As far as us being on the court, he knows my game. He knows what I'm capable of. He trusts me. I trust him in being our coach and letting him guide us. And so I think the bond that we've created in such a short time span is something that I will never forget. I absolutely love him, and I'm so very, very appreciative of him and him allowing me to be here and finishing out my fifth year. So I'm super excited about that.
You mentioned getting to 1,000 career points earlier this season. That's a lot of points, a lot of buckets, a lot of free throws. Had to be a personal highlight of this season. What did that milestone, achieving that milestone, what did it mean to you?
Honestly, it didn't really hit me until it actually happened. Because I know when I was talking about it to the coaches, they were like, chill, you're like 30 points away from reaching 1,000 points. And I'm like, that's like impossible. Like, there's no way that I scored that many points. And she's like, no. And she calculated it and everything. And she was like, look, she was like, you're literally like 30 points away from reaching 1,000 points. And so when I was like, holy crap, like, I really did it. And so like, when we were playing against New Mexico, it wasn't even in my mind. I'm like, okay, this is the game where like I reach 1,000. I was just in the game and I was just playing. And so after the game, you know, of course we lost, which is a bummer, but after the game, my social media was blowing up and it was like, Till Battle reaches 1,000 points and she scores her final bucket to reach 1,000. And I was just like, wow. And in that moment, it felt amazing because it's like, I did something that I didn't think that I could do, that I was capable of doing. And I ended up not only proving others wrong, but I kind of proved myself wrong in a sense that I'm pretty much capable of whatever I set my mind to. So when it happened, and then I got my ball or whatever, it was a very, very exciting experience. I called my mom and she was freaking out. I called my grandma, they were freaking out. And it was really unbelievable, honestly. I wish they were there, but it's all right.
You got your first taste of the UTEP New Mexico State rivalry, which in this region is something that, as you've discovered, is very, very important. What was that like?
I will say they're a pretty good team. They have a lot of puzzle pieces as well, like we do. Initially, when we first played them here, they were a team to battle. We had already knew that they were going to be a more aggressive team, and they had a few guards that were pretty much capable of the same things that our guards were. And then we played them the second go round. Of course, we didn't expect double overtime, but things happen, you know. So I will definitely say that they gave us the fight of their lives in both games, but definitely that second game. But I know my girls, and I know we were not going to go down without a fight. So
Was that double overtime game a little too much excitement for you? Huh?
It was a little too much, but you know, it's nothing that we can't handle. It's not like we haven't had two more overtime games.
You mentioned playing it at New Mexico and the Pit in Albuquerque is one of the meccas of college basketball. What was it like to play there for the first time? I would assume.
It was, yes, it was my first time playing there and playing against the team. Team is crazy scorers, crazy shooters. I don't think I can remember playing against a team that had as many shooters as they did. Pretty much every shot they put up was threes. I think they were like 15 for 30, if I'm not mistaken. But, and that's a lot of threes made in a game. But although we lost that game, I think it was a great experience for us as a team just to see the things that we need to work on and the things that we did okay in and the things that we can do better in. And that was also the game I dislocated my pinky. So
how is it now?
Oh, it's fine now. Our trainer, she popped it back in place and she taped it. And I was like, okay. But it's fine now. It's not the first time.
just one of the things you go through over the course of a long season. Staying on the Pit, one of the things that it's known for is that steep ramp that takes you from the locker room up and down to the floor. What was it like heading down the ramp into the Pit and it opening up like that and then going back up at halftime and after the game?
Heading down the ramp, you try not to fall. You know, yeah. You try not to trip over your feet or anybody in front of you. And then once you get down and then the arena opens the way it is, yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. It's an absolutely beautiful arena. And then going up is another story. You feel it in your calves. You feel it in your quads. You feel it in your feet. You just feel it everywhere. And it's like, you can't walk up that ramp. You got to run up that ramp. So it's like, and then it's a long ramp. So it's like, okay, I'm not like, is this what they do after every game, after every practice? Like they run up and down this ramp. Like, but I'm assuming that they're used to it. I'm not going to lie. It was a challenge for me. My calves was burning during halftime. So, but they do have an absolutely beautiful arena.
The Don Haskins Center, your new home court. What's it been like playing there during home games and for UTEP basketball fans?
It has been fun, honestly. I was told that the fan base absolutely loves women's basketball, but I don't think I was expecting near as much the energy that we get here. The fans are absolutely amazing. My first game, I was a nervous wreck. And it's like, okay, I've been playing basketball since I was 5 years old. Like, I should know, like, you know, like I should be used to it, but there's nothing like that feeling when you step on a court for the first time and it's like, okay, like it's go time. But I love the energy that the fan base brings, love the energy that our team brings. It shows in our photos how excited we are when someone scores or when someone gets a stop or when someone takes a charge. The fans are amazing after games. We go and we hug them, we speak to them. They ask for autographs, they ask for pictures. That's something that I've never experienced before. So that's something very, very exciting for me and something that I absolutely love about our fan base and playing at our arena.
The Foster Stevens Center is really the home of UTEP basketball operations. It houses offices, training facilities, meeting rooms, and of course, the two practice courts, one for the men, one for the women. What's your opinion of the training home of the Miners, the Foster Stevens Center?
I love it. The only thing that I wish we would have had is a little tunnel leading from the Foster Stevens to our main arena, just so we don't have to walk outside during the weather. But I love the Foster Stevens Center. I love that we have our own practice court away from the boys, so we don't have to, you know, confide in with them. Locker room's absolutely beautiful. The coaches' offices are lovely. You know, we're welcomed in there anytime. And then we have our little chill room kind of where we chill, like where the coaches' offices are, and we watch TV, sit there and relax until practice starts. So I love that although the building is separated from our main arena, that we do have our own building and we're able to go in there anytime we want after hours to shoot or to work out. We have full access to it. It's pretty much ours. So
Teal, trust me, we thought about digging that tunnel from the Foster to Aspen Center, but chiseling through all that El Paso rock and the cost of such made that impossible.
I gotcha. Imagine. Yeah, I gotcha. Trust me. After seeing all these rocks and mountains, I can believe it.
All right. Being from the Memphis area, which is one of the hotbeds of basketball in this country, when you mentioned you started playing at five, when did the basketball bug first bite you?
Probably when I saw my older brother playing it, and I kind of wanted to follow after his footsteps. I always wanted to do everything he wanted to do. So when he started playing, obviously I wanted to start. And right then from there, I just fell in love with it. Everything about the game I loved. Had no idea what I was doing, had no idea to dribble the ball or shoot it, anything of that nature. But it was just something about it that I loved, and I stuck with it. And so as I grew older, I continued to play on into middle school and then high school. And then I started training more to prepare to potentially go to college on a scholarship. So it definitely bit me at a young age. And I don't think, I definitely didn't realize how far it was going to take me and that I would be here today just from a ball. But I absolutely love the game. Fell in love with it at a young age, still in love with it. So yeah, absolutely amazing. Love it.
Any other sports while growing up?
I did track for like a season, but I couldn't do the cold weather. I'm more of an indoor sport person. So I was like, yeah, we're just going to stick with basketball. I thought about volleyball, but I was so focused on basketball. That's kind of where like my sole focus stayed at.
Arkansas Little Rock, somewhat close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Why were the Trojans your choice coming out of high school?
At the time, Coach Dallimore was the one that recruited me. He's not there anymore. He's a head coach at Wichita State, I believe. But he was one of those coaches that was honest from the beginning, something that I really cherish and value and look into. So he let me know right off the bat, this is the kind of program that we have. This is what you're going to be capable of here. You know, it's going to be a process. It's going to be a journey. But he was definitely the sole reason that I decided to choose Little Rock. Just because he was honest and he was a very, very caring man, always looked after me. Anytime I needed anything, he was there. So he was definitely probably the icing on the cake why I decided to commit to Little Rock.
What other schools offered you out of high school?
I had looks from Vanderbilt.
Wow.
I had Southern Miss. Yeah, I had a couple of SEC schools, but I didn't want to go that high. I know it sounds crazy. I know a lot of girls want to go to the highest level, but I kind of wanted to stay mid-major level. I don't know why. I guess I just wanted to be able to prove like you can play on any level of collegiate basketball. It doesn't matter if you're at the highest or if you're, you know, D3. But I had quite a few offers. I had Ole Miss, I had Southern Miss, I had Arkansas State, I had Louisiana Tech. It was a lot. I have a bin, literally, at my mom's home. I have a bin of all the letters and everything that ever any college has ever sent me from middle school until now, of everything, letters, pictures, scholarship offers, you name it.
Was there a close second in your mind?
When it came to Little Rock, yes. I narrowed it down to Little Rock and Arkansas State. Those were my top two. And then I just ended up going with Little Rock. And then when it came to UTEP, I narrowed it down to UTEP and Miami. And wow. I ended up choosing here. So, yeah.
Talk about a difference in worlds. El Paso, Texas, yes. Miami, Florida, huh?
Absolutely. But you know what? They're both heat, which I love. I don't like the cold. So, and I wanted a different experience. I know El Paso is definitely far from home. Not something that I'm used to. But I think I'm old enough now where I'm able to branch off a little bit and I'm able to be out on my own a little bit and get a different experience. So I'm glad that I chose UTEP.
Do you enjoy the different cultures here?
Yes, absolutely. Being around the people and just seeing what they do and how they are, it's definitely a different experience for me, but it's something that I don't look down upon. And not even just the people, but the team as well. The winning culture that we have here and how we all have the same mindset and the same goal. I think that's a very important factor for everyone to be on the same page, because it's not really going to work if you have different ones that want different goals. I think we all have that same goal that we want a championship and that we're going to do whatever it takes to win. So no doubt about it.
Was Vanderbilt tempting just because of the academics?
Yes. It was tempting just because it was like, oh my God, it's an SEC school. Like, and then it was a little bit close to home. It wasn't too far. And then they do have a really, really good academic program. And I think you're like bound to have a job once you graduate there just because of their graduation rate and things like that. But I think at the time I was more focused on the basketball aspect and not necessarily the school aspect, because at the time I didn't know what I wanted to do with my career after basketball. I wasn't sure what I wanted to be. I actually didn't figure that out until a year ago, what I actually want to do.
That's what college is for. That's what college is for.
Yeah, right. Definitely. So it's been an experience.
Your time at Arkansas Little Rock, how would you characterize your playing career and your overall experience as a Trojan?
I look at it kind of like I was a butterfly that eventually had to hatch. Wow. I was a little caterpillar in my cocoon, freshman and sophomore year. And then I started to hatch my junior year, and then I became a butterfly my senior year. It was definitely a challenge. It was definitely an experience. I played with some amazing young women my freshman and sophomore year. They led us to the NCAA tournament. And then we obviously got a conference ring, which is something that I'll never forget. Junior, senior year was a little bit more challenging just because I had a bigger role that I had to take on. And then I had to take on that leadership role. But I managed to get through it, managed to, you know, fight out junior and senior year. And then being able to be blessed with another year, it's kind of like redoing your senior year over. So you're kind of getting to do everything that you didn't get to do initially, which I love and which I'm absolutely grateful for. But I kind of like to look at my experience at Little Rock like I was a butterfly. You know, I just had to break out my shell a little bit.
Now that butterfly has flown all the way to West Texas and landed in El Paso. How about that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I don't think I have any intentions of going back.
The NCAA tournament, what was it like to play in that great event?
My freshman year, I didn't understand the excitement that it brought to be able to make it to the NCAA tournament. It didn't really start initially hitting me until my sophomore year when I was starting to get a feel of how it really is to play on the collegiate level. So once we won our conference tournament and we got that green light that we were going to be in the NCAA tournament, I was like, okay, now it's hitting me like, this is really where the magic happens. Like, this is where women really get to shine, I guess, because there's such a downplay on women's sports. So being able to be a part of that tournament was very, very exciting. Something that I'll never forget. That's like a once in a lifetime feeling. Not only being able to be a part of the NCAA tournament, but being able to win a conference championship as well.
I would imagine that playing in one more NC2A tournament to close your collegiate career here at UTEP would probably be a burning desire. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. No, that's definitely a goal. We have a dry erase board in our locker room, and it's a mountain. And on every peak of the mountain, we have a goal. And one of our goals is to make it to the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, it's definitely something that is in the back of my head that I would like to accomplish my last year.
So headline, butterfly wants to lead minors to NC2A tournament.
I like it.
This season, huh?
I like it.
How would you compare this UTEP team to those NC2A tournament teams you played on at Arkansas Little Rock?
I think it's about tit for tat. I see a lot of great things in this team that I saw in the two teams my freshman and sophomore year. I do believe here at UTEP we have a lot more chemistry, and we understand each other a lot more, not even just on the court, but off the court as well. We have a bond with each other. And I think those are very, very key important things that it's going to take to win a championship and to make it to the NCAA tournament. That's when it kind of comes it's a crunch time and it's like, okay, this is like a do or die situation type of thing. Like, are we going to buckle down and are we going to get it done, or are we just going to like crumble and, you know, just kind of just let it happen? So I see a lot of the same things in this team that I saw in those teams. And so that's what gives me that confidence and that positivity that I think that we are going to make it very, very far.
All right. Once this season is over and you finished your playing career here at UTEP, would you like to continue playing basketball?
I have thought about it. Initially, no, I didn't want to. Yeah, I know.
You're different. You're a little different in that regard. Or yeah,
just a little bit. Yeah, initially I didn't want to. I didn't want to go to WNBA. I didn't want to go overseas. But then when I jumped back in the portal, I had got offers from agents and stuff saying that they wanted me to play overseas. So I thought about it a little bit, but I did know that I want to finish out my fifth year. I didn't want to just automatically go overseas. I will say within the past couple months, I have thought about it. So if the opportunity does present itself again, I probably will take it. But I know for sure I want to finish my master's first, just get these 2 years out of the way. And then if that opportunity does, you know, come along, then I most likely will take it.
That's such a great approach, because I've always believed that one of the best things you can do for yourself, aside from anything else you ever accomplish and anything else you ever do, is to get that that college degree. So I think that's very, very wise. Speaking of degrees, what was your degree from Arkansas Little Rock in?
So I have my bachelor's in interdisciplinary studies with three minors: psychology, sociology, and human and health exercise science. And then I'm getting my master's in elementary education here. So that's where it's at right now.
So that's a hint that maybe teaching is in your future. Once the basketball career does conclude, what would you like to be doing?
Yes. So I enjoy working with children. I just love seeing them progress in some type of way, whether it's in a sport wise or academically. So teaching is definitely an option. I would love to be a teacher, maybe to elementary students. Just because I love working with younger children. Of course, coaching is in the loop as well, but I really enjoy having those one-on-one relationships with students and just watching them grow and just progress in whatever way that is. So teaching is definitely in the books. Coaching, of course, is definitely in the books. Whatever opportunity presents itself, as long as I'm working with children or with people in general, I'll absolutely take it. So
options are good. All right. Away from basketball, Tia, what are some of the things you like to do?
I love sleeping.
Imagine that.
I could, it's crazy. If I could get paid to sleep, I would probably be a millionaire right now. I can sleep all hours of the day. But aside of that, I love doing what any, you know, young adult loves doing. I love shopping, love hanging out with friends, movies. I've taken on meditation and yoga quite a bit these past few months. I find that to be very, very relaxing, especially for your mental health, which is something that I'm very passionate about now. So whenever I'm not in like the basketball world, go home, get on my little yoga mat, do my little meditation, clear my mind, listen to my ocean waves, and call it a day.
Yoga's got to be so great for basketball in so many ways. You talked about relaxation, but just, you know, for basketball flexibility too. It's got to be terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely ties hand in hand to be able to do both. Yoga does definitely help with the basketball world, because I know with us being in season and stuff, there are days where we don't lift weights, we just stretch. So being able to stretch here and to stretch at home and to just relax my body and prepare my body for the next practice or the next game is very, very helpful.
How would your friends and your teammates describe you?
Well, like I said, I'm considered Mama Teal. I did not come up with the name. The girls did. I think they look at me like that parental role if that makes sense. When the coaches aren't around, I take care of them. I make sure that they're good. I make sure that they're okay. Vice versa for them, for me. But I think that they just kind of look at me like I have experience on the college level. I know what it takes to win, and I care about them just as much as they care about me, love them just as much as they love me. So I would like to think that they are pretty high expectations set for me when it comes to the girls and when it comes to the team, when it comes to my friends. I'm probably my worst critic. So people see things in me that I probably don't see in myself, especially my mom and my grandma. They're always like, can't get down on yourself, you know, like you're capable of so many things. And I'm like, yeah, but I did this and this and this wrong. And they're like, yeah, but look at everything that you did right. And so I had to learn that within the past couple of years to not be my worst critic and to, you know, look at my accomplishments, not necessarily my downfalls, and look at how far I've come, you know, and how far I can continue to go. So I would like to think that there are a lot of positives about me that people see within myself and that I see within myself. So, yeah.
Positivity makes a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You need positivity in this world.
Teal, I hope you enjoyed doing this as much as I. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks again. Stay healthy and all the best to you and your minor teammates, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. And thank you for listening to the Picks Up Podcast, a UTEP Athletics production. Stay well, Picks Up, and go Miners. Let's talk again next time on another Picks Up Podcast.